Paolo Marquezan, science officer at the Vancouver British Consulate. I'm here with Professor Jason Hall Spencer, who's traveled to Vancouver on the occasion of the AAAS conference and looking at the possibility of establishing collaborations with researchers and affiliate institutions, both in Canada and then in the United States. Professor Spencer has been meeting with researchers at the University of British Columbia. He's traveled down to Seattle, the University of Washington, and he will be traveling to Vancouver Island at some federal laboratories. Jason, you're here to look and present around the problem of ocean acidification, which is becoming an issue of increasing importance for jurisdictions like the south of England and the Pacific Northwest of Canada and the United States. Can you contextualize a little bit what the problem is about and why we should be looking at it from both a scientific perspective and a government perspective?
Certainly. Well, it all relates to carbon dioxide emissions, which are accelerating. And as everybody knows, there's these IPCC predictions of how much carbon dioxide we'll produce. And it turns out that at the moment we're tracking the very worst levels of predictions. They thought we're at the limit of what they thought would be the CO2 emissions in 2012. We're producing so much because of the expansion of places like China's economy, and also exploiting these new oil reserves in Canada. It means that the production of the CO2 isn't slowing down. Now, the problem with that is twofold. Everybody knows that it's one of these warming gases in the atmosphere that heats up the surface of the oceans. But the other side of it is that it actually acidifies the water. There's an acid formed called carbonic acid in the surface of the seawater that makes that seawater corrosive to shells. So if you're an oyster farmer, and I know there's many oyster farmers in British Columbia, they're rightfully concerned about that, because there are periods now that they simply cannot grow their produce because the water's too acidified. Now, the term ocean acidification can sound alarmist because it seems that the water's going to be corrosive to people, but that's just not the case. It's a problem for things that grow their shells. But if you think about it, the Great Barrier Reef, or the beautiful Red Sea coral reefs, they're all made of this calcium carbonate, and that calcium carbonate is at severe risk because of the increased corrosiveness of the water. So there's something that's just recently set up this year called the UK Ocean Acidification Research Programme, where they basically got universities all around the UK to try and coordinate their efforts to look at this problem. And my university, Plymouth, is right in amongst that collaboration. We're looking at modelling studies to see what could happen, how bad it could get over the coming decades. We're not talking thousands of years away, we're talking the next 5, 10, 15 years. And we're looking at the effects of this on things that live in the sea, especially commercially important species, but also the fundamentals of life in the sea, because we realise it's going to affect everything from plant production to alien species from outside the area that grow like weeds, stinging jellyfish, the collapse. It's serious. It could cause
The
the
entire
collapse.
ecosystem dynamic.
It could collapse important fisheries that we've relied on for food for many, many years. It could really mess that up. Now, where I come into it personally as a scientist is that I've been looking at areas with naturally high carbon dioxide levels. And that's why the British Columbia scientists and those from Washington State invited me over, because I've been able to look at places in Europe that have got naturally high levels of carbon dioxide, where you can see, if you swim along these gradients, you can see what's likely to happen in 2015 or 2020 or 2025. And of course, the policymakers want to be able to put plans in place to predict those effects, or at least encourage industries to move in a direction that's still profitable as this acidification proceeds. Now, by a quirk of nature, the coastline of Canada, the Pacific coastline of Canada, is in the firing line of this problem, because old water that's carbon dioxide rich upwells from the deep into this particular region. And so clearly, the people who live here locally have got the most to lose from this problem. And that's basically why we want to get the scientists talking to each other in an area that's highly vulnerable, with the scientists that have done some research on the subject from Europe.
That's great. Thanks.